So we're going to move to the next prayer point. We have just two more prayer points. Yeah. One of the things that makes people not lay hold of all the fullness in the spirit is lack of patience. Lack of patience. Yeah, because many times we are so much in a hurry. We want to see physical signs before we can continue to believe that the Holy Spirit is working. Yeah, so if you don't see any physical sign, for instance, you don't see any physical sign of healing in your body, and you feel like the Holy Ghost is not working concerning your healing. Yeah, so it's lack of patience that make many people lose those benefits. So they feel like if they can't get it quickly, they feel like it means it's not there. Yeah, that's a lie. That's a lie. So, for instance, let's say the Holy Spirit has programmed your breakthrough to happen after 2 months of intensive prayers. Yeah, let's say the Holy Spirit has programmed that your breakthrough will happen after 2 months of daily intensive prayers, and then you prayed for just 1 week and then you stopped because you didn't see any physical sign of the breakthrough. Yeah, that's the practical example of how many people lose their breakthroughs that God already put in the realm of the spirit for them. Impatience is the problem. Impatience. Yeah, we're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to say, I disconnect my soul from every spirit of impatience. Every spirit that is not allowing me to trust God for a long time. Every spirit that is not allowing me to depend on God for a long time. Every spirit that is not allowing me to wait on the Lord for a long time. I disconnect my soul from them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the Shoki Hatasana. Begin to pray like that. Jeshenteka Kidala. Natasha Sasa Nageshava. Masu Jiandeta. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, I disconnect my soul. I disconnect my soul. I disconnect my soul from every spirit that is not allowing me to trust God for a long time. That's not allowing me to wait on God for a long time. Every spirit of impatience ruling over my soul, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of impatience ruling over my mind, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. I realized that so many of us don't yet take the things of God seriously. Yeah. Don't yet, you know, we don't yet take the things of God seriously, including our prayer sessions. I mean, including the prayer sessions we do on this platform. So many still don't take it seriously. To some people, they feel like, let me just use it as a warm-up. You know, some people are just using it as a warm-up. Like, I've not been able to pray on my own for some time, so let me join the prayer session so that at least it's gonna warm me up spiritually. So they're not really passionate about what, you know, issues we deal with in prayer sessions like this. Every prayer point are specific issues that you should even sit down and meditate on and meditate on. Yeah, so your mind needs to be serious with God and with spiritual things. Christianity is not a joke. It's not a game. It's about life. Yeah, it's real and God will reward you according to how you have placed him in your life. Yeah, and you're going to pray for yourself. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every attitude. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every attitude in me that does not honor the things that gives you joy. Yeah. So now deliver me from every attitude in me that does not honor the things that gives you joy, the things that glorifies you, the things that pertains to your kingdom. Every attitude that is making me unserious about the things that pertains to your kingdom, Lord, deliver me from such attitude right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray to some of you, you just feel like, let me just join the prayer session so they can know that I came. It's not like that. Or let me just join prayer session, or let me just do this, you know, so that what I want God to do can happen. Yeah, so what God wants you to do? Of course, there are things you want God to do. What about what God wants you to do? Do you think about that? One, yeah, so talk to God. Say, Lord, deliver me from every attitude that is making me so unserious about things that pertains to your kingdom. Deliver me, Lord, now, in the name of Jesus. Every attitude that is making me not to honor the things that gives you joy, not to desire and love the things that makes you happy. Lord, destroy such attitude in me, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so I'm going to stop here and I'm going to be praying for you now. raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your so faithful. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love and compassion. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you for your power working in us and among us. Thank you for your strength, giving us breakthroughs and victories. Thank you, Lord, for how you have led us to pray by your Spirit. Thank you for your interventions that we have received and that we will still receive. Thank you, faithful Lord. Thank you for revival. Thank you for deliverance from the same nature. Thank you for all the helps we have received from you during the course of these prayers. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I commit everyone hearing my voice right now to you. I pray, O God, that you fill every heart with strong desire to do what is right in your sight. Fill everyone with strong desire to hate sin and to love righteousness. Fill everyone with strong desire to discard self-righteousness and embrace your own righteousness. Lord, fill everyone with such desire in Jesus' name. I pray for you that no longer live in spiritual debt. The power of God shall locate you. In the depths of darkness, sin has locked you in. Let the power of God locate you right there and deliver you in Jesus' name. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost locate you in your state of spiritual death and revive you and make you become alive unto God. Henceforth, in the name of Jesus, all the spiritual gifts and abilities of God that have died in your life because you have embraced the sin nature, I decree that now, in the name of Jesus, they shall come back to life. They are coming back to life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every blessing you have lost because you do not know how to access them in the Spirit, I decree that you get them back in the name of Jesus. Every blessing the angels of the Lord have withdrawn from your life because you did not wait enough and because you did not pray enough and fast enough, I pray for you that by God's mercy, receive them again in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. The benefits of walking in the truth, the benefits of walking in the light, the benefits of walking in righteousness shall begin to find you in the name of Jesus. And you shall be bold to call all men unto repentance. You shall be bold to preach the gospel. To preach the gospel of salvation, to bring all men to repentance from now henceforth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because we know your answer. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.